songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, where we have kind of a cloudy but nice enough evening. Still feels like rain, though. That, of course, was Dennis Warner from Clearwater, Minnesota. He performs his brand of folk music in over 100 cities each year. Dennis captivates audiences with his smooth vocals, distinguished songs, enthusiastic personality, that's for sure, and stellar playing on both 6- and 12-string guitars. He has found a niche as a popular guest speaker at various community gatherings and libraries throughout the United States and Canada. In fact, that's where I met him, at the Carnegie Library here in Thief River Falls with my granddaughter, Olivia. You can find Dennis at www.warnersongs.com. Yes, 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 it's been a busy week. I received 4 new CDs from artists this week, Larry Cease, David Stoddard, Ben Hoganson, and one from a gentleman named Kent Kestner. We're going to be featuring his CD tonight, doing 2 songs off of it. But first, here's a lady who is a Minnesota native, began teaching herself how to play guitar at the ripe old age of 12 and has been a performer for her entire adult life. Growing up with two older brothers, she was influenced by whatever they were listening to. Kingston Trio, early Joni Mitchell, Vanilla Fudge, Cream, Buffalo Springfield, Beach Boys, Beatles, Pete Seeger, plus the writers and singers of her parents' era. Here's Anne Drinkwine with Garden Gate on MHB.
Coral bells and cockle shells, pretty maids are fending for themselves. Can't blossom in a field of stone. Pretty maids are tired of being alone. Tell me, how does your garden grow? Do you carefully tend every row? Will the flowers have to fight the weeds? And Mother Nature bring you to your knees? Come to my garden gate. Hurry, darling, don't be late. We'll walk the beans and swim the lake. Let's have a picnic that will last for days. Dancing in the dark, we'll feel the rhythm of the moon that won't let up until the afternoon. Don't cast your seeds into the wind, never knowing where they'll land. You've got to have a master plan. Make sure you do it with a steady hand. Come to my garden gate. Hurry, darling, don't be late. We'll walk the beans and swim the lake. Let's have a picnic that will last for days.
An act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, got this CD from Kent Kestner, a Northfield, Minnesota native who first performed on stage in the Northfield Boys Choir and even sang for the President of the United States during the bicentennial. Giving your age away, little Kent. At age 12, he got a guitar and started writing songs, and to date has over 200 to his name. You can find his music on YouTube, MySpace, and Facebook. And that's Kester. K-O-E-S-T-E-R. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. Here's Kent with Split Rock on Homebrew.
I may not see your face again.
A long, long while. Still fresh on my mind. November wind, must I decline? The big lake looks
as can be. But its icy grip is the talk of many men a sea. Before I go, won't you hear, kiss me goodbye? I may not see your face for a long, long while. A long, long while. The fog banks crawl gently across the waves, just like the tears running down a face. Foghorn blows, and out of port we go. If I'll return, no one really knows. Won't you please let me live one more trip? Bring me through safely to the Atlantic.
That's a nice sound. Kent Kestner. I put an N in there. Sorry, Kester from Northfield, Minnesota. We'll have another song by Kent a little later. Hey, I'd like to say hello to my grandson, Odin, and my other grandson, Oswin. Now, if you're thinking, where did they get that name Oswin from? It, of course, is a English name. It was the name of an 8th century Northumbrian king of little note. So maybe my Oswin will be more famous someday. We call him Ozzy Carl and Odin J. And hi to my granddaughter Olivia. Olivia Jane, middle name after her grandmother. Three wonderful grandkids. Thank you, Jana, for giving them to me.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, this CD I got from Shelly, one of my co-workers down at Polk County Social Services. Shelly's from Erskine, Minnesota. And she handed this to me about a month ago or so, and I looked it over and said, sure. I listened to everything before I play it here on Homebrew. And I'm not really overly discriminating, and it's not because I don't have any taste. It's really because our motto is, you send it, we'll play it. And as long as it's not naughty, we will play it. And this is by an ex-auto factory worker from Michigan who served in the Army as a medic from 76 to 83, after hearing a CD by the Stanley Brothers, he learned to play banjo and write patriotic songs. He has several CDs to his name now and even received a thank you letter from President George W. Bush for his song, My Flag. We're going to do a tune off of Doc Killian's CD. And this one's titled Deja Nu.
The touch of your hand, the silk of your hair, your sweet gentle scent, perfumes in the air, the curve of your body, emotions unbearable, both yesterday and today, beauty incomparable, our two hearts as one, beating all. Yesterday's over, but today's not to blame. It seems that we've been here, both us, me and you. It's the same, but it's different. Let's call it deja vu. Look at your beauty, my breath taken away. You were lovely yesterday, even more so today. We share such a love, and the laughter as one. Like the changing of time, yet time feels undone. Our two hearts as one, beating almost the same. Yesterday's over, but today's not to blame. It seems that we've been here, both us, me and you. It's the same, but it's different. Let's call it deja vu. Let's call it deja vu. Call it deja vu. Just call it deja vu.
Beautiful song. Doc Killian wrote it. It's sung by Jamie Bowles. That's the title song off the Deja Vu CD. Up next now, a man who's very near and dear to our heart. He's a singer-songwriter from Waite Park, Minnesota, and he was raised in the fertile farmlands of central Minnesota. His songwriting reflects both his rural roots and his lifelong musical explorations. Just a real mix of folk, blues, jazz, classic country, classic rock, novelty tunes, classical guitar, and occasionally a clawhammer banjo. And this is off of his latest CD titled A Thousand Shades of Blue. This song is called Time of Dying. Here's Dave Coffell on Minnesota Homebrew.
I was born in this time of dying, in the ashes of the everything I've ever loved is gone, and you my friend, you may be the last. Nothing easier in this time of dying, like seeing faces in the well. Nothing's harder, not for lack of trying, like hearing comfort in those bells. Born in this time of dying, I was born in this time of dying. Last night there was a bitter dream, and while I slept I heard the children scream. The Joker laughed as he flashed his knife, and while I slept I went running for my life. To be alive in this time of dying, write your name upon that wall, to savor the time that you are buying, to chase the leaves and catch them as they fall.
It appears, Time of Dying by Dave Coffell. Or just the end of existence. What a cheerful thought. Hey, what's happening in Thief River Falls? I don't talk about this much. We're located here, and our show is produced here and delivered here. It's also replayed on KKWE and Callaway every Saturday at 1 p.m. We thank you guys down there for that. And you gals. I think guys is kind of a sort of a male slash female term, so it works for both. But what's happening here? Oh, I walked by the soon-to-be-open Tractor Supply Company store this morning, and they got all the shelves up and some of them stocked. I think people are pretty excited about that. And this Sunday, I told Jane that we really need to go to the new Christy Minstrels performing at Lincoln High School Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. They are still under the direction of Randy Sparks. And it says here, the group is now better than they were in their heyday. That's this Sunday, October 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Thief River Falls High School Auditorium. The new Christy Minstrels. I admittedly don't go to the entertainment series. I don't know. I guess it's just I'm busy and I'm forgetful, but I'd like to go to this one. Well, up next, a lady who hails from the song-rich soil of Minneapolis. I never heard Minneapolis described as that, but her name is Brianna Lane, and she's the latest in a deluge of compelling songwriters flooding the region. Her vocals are both confident and fragile, running parallels to Mindy Smith or a close confidant to an American veteran named Patty Griffin. Here's Brianna Lane with the Porch Light song.
The porch light is burned out. I can't even leave it on for you if I wanted to. I'm living too close to the big city. I keep my door locked, don't even hide a key. My bedroom window faces the backyard. Come through the side gate, tap on that window, not so hard. You might wake the neighbor's dog, but I will let you in. If you don't catch me dreaming, I will let you in. Through my kitchen door, yeah, I will let you in. If you don't catch me dreaming, I will let you in. You're coming in from third shift, you smell like a waitress, serving customers for pocket change and cigarettes all night long. The refrigerator's humming, sink a drip, drip, and there ain't no pie in the window, still sitting there waiting for you. I'll let you in. If you don't catch me dreaming, I will let you in. Through my kitchen door, yeah, I will let you in. If you don't catch me dreaming, I will let you in. I pretend like I'm sleeping, eyes closed, just thinking I should take myself down to the hardware store in the morning. But am I ready for you to have copy of my house keys to come and go as you please? I'm thinking about fixing the porch light at least.
Next, a gentleman who has been coined a critically acclaimed Minnesota favorite by the Northfield News. His name is Tim Cheesebrow. He's captivated audiences for 20 years with his smooth, soulful vocals and a fresh percussive guitar. And he's a true craftsman with 4 full-length solo albums, or maybe 5 now, I think, which showcase an eclectic songwriting style, delivering a variety of memorable memories and meaningful lyrics that keep listeners coming back for more. This newest CD just released this summer. It's called Somebody Somewhere. And we should tell you a little bit about what Tim is up to. Because if you hurry, now what time is it here? It's 7:31 p.m. In 1 hour, 8:30 p.m., you can catch Tim's act at the Green Lantern in St. Paul. It's right downtown St. Paul on 6th Street. So hurry down there, and while you're going, have your hands-free phone tuned to RadioNorthland.org and listen to the rest of the show. What a deal, huh? Tim often plays also at the Nova in Hudson, the Tavern in Northfield, and other popular spots. He even played at the Dancing Dragonfly Winery in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Or he's going to be in November on the 5th. And, of course, that's just about 5 miles from where I grew up. Here's Tim Cheesebrough with Long Way Around.
He couldn't stay. Got to carry it away. Yeah, he's searching for something, but what he can't say. Needed to find a place to clear his mind, decide what's worth it, waiting, what he needs to leave behind. It's all the same, he's the one that changed, had to take the long way around. He had to take the long way around. The river was wide, he had to cross or die trying, 'cause maybe things will be better on the other side. Sure, there were thousands more, but none brought him closer to what he was looking for. Go far enough and end right back where he started from. It's all the same, he's the one that changed.
World of beer.
Well, we're mighty proud to announce that a Minnesota brewery takes bronze at the prestigious European beer competition. This comes from GoMinnesota.com, and it's not by Melissa Turtonen this time. It's by Calais Sap, and this was published 2 weeks ago. And goes on to say that Indeed Brewing Company took home the bronze in the specialty honey beer category at the 2017 European Beer Star Awards, the brewery announced Wednesday. The award was for Indeed's Mexican Honey Imperial Lager. Does that sound good? When Go Minnesota sampled it earlier this summer, producer Melissa Turtonen said, "If you like to put honey on your toast like I do, you'll like this a lot." Now, the competition was held in Greffelfing, Germany, just outside Munich, early last month. It launched 14 years ago and is incredibly well-respected within the international brewing industry, says Indeed. This year, there were a record 2,151 entries from 46 countries, and 60 categories of beer were judged. Only 8.5% of total entries take home medals. Each beer is judged by a blind tasting for color, aroma, and flavor by a 133-person international jury that consists of master brewers, cicerones, those are beer experts, and renowned beer connoisseurs. Indeed says it's an incredible honor to receive the award in such a competitive contest. And I decided to look at the winners and see who beat them out. So Indeed was third with the bronze, silver medal by a Brauerel Reed out of Austria, or Österreich, as they say in Austria, and the gold went to Brasserie Lefebvre from Belgium. So that is pretty, pretty cool. I even saw on here somewhere, I don't know if I can find it when I want to, but that Sam Adams took a silver in the sour beer category. Pretty cool. Well, up next, a gentleman who I heard last year at our state fair booth, and his name is Michael Riddle. His eclectic repertoire of popular songs covers a variety of musical flavors, from classical to Cajun, from old time to rock. Here's Michael Riddle with "Sun Like You."
Counting toes and counting fingers in the middle of the night, you took me by surprise with that long, loud, angry wail. Well, it was love at first sight. Didn't know if I was ready for such responsibility. To grow up fast when you reached up for my hand. Now I see a man before me, tall and strong, with his mother's gentle style. But I swear that I am in my father's eyes. When you smile, now as you start upon your journey down a path that I once knew, I never wanted a son like me, but I'm proud to have a son like you. It's a son like you. Down a path that I once
it's new. I never wanted a son like me, but I'm proud to have a son like you. Yes, a son like you. Son like you.
That is one great line. I never wanted a song like a son like me, but rather a son like you. And that's about his son, and I'm pretty sure my son went to college with him at McNally Smith College of Music. Well, up next, they met in Minneapolis, and they live in Stockholm, Sweden now. And they are Cole and Shrepsa. They call themselves Flora Cash. Here's City Love. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Well, we got a new song sent to us via her email address, minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. If you want to find out how to submit music, just email us or go on to our Facebook page and click on About. We are very receptive here at Pioneer 90.1. And the new song is called Couldn't Help. It's by Steve and Kim Wolf, written by Steve. You're listening to MHB.
help but wonder if he was doing all right. She couldn't but help but notice he wasn't quite himself that night. She couldn't help but reminisce about those days way back when. She couldn't help but smile when he walked in.
Kim Wolf with Couldn't Help. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Well, here's that second song we promised by Kent Kester. This one's titled Clouding My Vision.
Face the that's left to move home.
My vision on Homebrew. We'll be playing more of Kent's songs as the weeks go by. I want to thank my grandsons, Odia and Ozzy, and my granddaughter, Liv, and, of course, this next gentleman, Bob Muscovitz, for listening tonight. Here's Bob with Got No Money.
I got no money to buy my grave. I grew up in a factory town. I never gave a thought about getting rich. Working at the mill, getting pushed around by executives, all getting their kicks. They never say much when they come here. We all play by the rich man's rules. They drink champagne, I drink beer. All of us are working fools. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. Tell me what's the the matter with this great place? It's a lovely town that's soon to die. The mill closed down and changed its face. The rich man took, leaving poor man cry. I stand in line to get my checks, while the judge said, that's too bad, you fools. After 40 years, oh, what the heck? This country played by the rich man's rules. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. Lord, please help me understand. Will I ever win? Money makes a greedy man. Do you count the sins? I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. Well, I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave.
Lordy, lordy, I know that feeling, Bob. Well, you know, folks, whether it comes to beer or music, we ask that you shoot for quality over quantity, especially if you're going to be driving. And thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew, ending up the night tonight with Duluth's Southwire. This tune's titled God.
Give the ladder a new name.
Gonna get it. Yeah. Yeah.